Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our final show of 2018. Real quick, I want to take care of some business. First, I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us here to be with you live. And I want to thank LA Talk Radio for rebroadcasting us on both channels and for archiving our show so you guys have access. I want to make sure everybody knows that Pat has a couples class coming up January 12th. And if you'd like to register for that class or you'd like more information on upcoming classes, you can find that information at www.wantistore.com. I want everyone to note that the LA Monthly Relationship Seminar dates have changed for 2019. January 21, 2019 is the next LA seminar. That's January 21st, 2019 for the Los Angeles seminar. If you'd like to know about other dates for the LA seminar, you're going to need to go to www.drpatallen.com. That's drpatallen.com. The Newport Beach monthly seminars are still remaining the first Wednesday of every month. For location and information on that, again, drpatallen.com. So that is some business we wanted to take care of. We're going to reiterate that later on in the show just to make sure that everybody's tuned in and listening to what we have to say and having that updated information. And for now, Dr. Allen, you're live on the air.
Yes, I want to be on the air. I want to serve.
Awesome.
So do you have anyone to do that with?
I believe we do. As a matter of fact, I'm talking to Switchboard right now. Our wonderful Ronan, he's fabulous. Up, oh, there we go. Hey, caller, you're live on the air. Do you have a question?
Yes, I have two. Hi, Dr. Allen. So
hello.
I've been dirty dating, and I'm really trying to be like the feminine when I go out on dates. But I've noticed two things from several guys, and I'm not sure how to respond. So the first thing that I've noticed coming up now has been guys that want me to respond to their texts immediately. So, you know, if I don't respond within like 30 minutes or an hour, and they're just like, what's going on? Like, it doesn't seem like you're interested. And I am. It's just, you know, I'm not glued to my phone all day. So I'm just wondering what's the best way to respond to that? Because it's happened on multiple times now with different guys.
Do you make an effort to respond as soon as you become aware of their call?
Yes.
Well, then that's all. What they're saying is they want you to care more about them than you do about yourself, which would make them literally getting things for no effort. So the men that are driven off by you not answering immediately are not men. They're little boys mad at mama. And you don't want to be mama.
Yeah. That's
now,
kind of what I said.
Do you
I mean,
find that you ever delay phone calls because you're mad at men?
Maybe not that I'm mad at them, but then I'm thinking about what they asked or what they suggested, so I don't want to respond until I'm sure that what I'm responding, like I'm responding it the right way. So, yeah, sometimes I am taking longer because I'm thinking, or I guess trying to reevaluate my feelings.
I'd rather you answered the call. When you don't answer the call without a reason, you see, if your attitude would be, I'm going to answer calls because I want a relationship, I want to get married, and this is the way we do it in the world today. We do it on cell phones instead of garden parties. So your attitude of thinking about how to respond is not as good as, I got your message and I wanted to find out what it is you want to do. In other words,
okay,
show a desire to respond rather than think of how to negotiate with them. One is too masculine and the other one is vulnerable. Remember, passivity, patience, and vulnerability are the goals of a woman who wants to be cherished.
Okay.
So my suggestion is don't ever delay responding as soon as you can, unless you're a career woman who doesn't care about getting married.
Okay.
Are you a career woman or a woman with a career?
I mean, I want to be a woman with a career, but then...
Are you?
My career... Well, that's a hard one to answer right now, because, I mean, I like my career and it takes a lot of my time, but then at the same time, I do want to be the feminine.
Well, then tell me at this moment, see, what you're doing is narcissistically putting both together at the same time. That will never, ever work with an intuitive man that knows you're holding back as a way to keep the power in your court. So if you don't want to mate or marry, you're doing it perfectly. If you do want to mate and marry efficiently, you will respond as soon as you can.
Okay.
Are you willing to try that for a week?
Yeah. I mean, I'll respond as soon as I can. It's just the other extreme where they expect me to almost not have a life and just, you know, keep responding to them. And I didn't like that either.
I want you to act as if you're thrilled that they're asking for a piece of your life. What I'm hearing from you is that you're really more career than a woman. That's what I'm hearing. And they're hearing it too.
Hmm. Well, I mean, where I am right now with my career, I can see
that's
that.
That's what I pick it up. Well, then I want you to assume that the men that you're with want to be with a woman who puts a relationship ahead of her career, at least attitudinally. Remember, I said, answer the call as soon as you can. Now, if you're doing work, you don't even know there's a call. So my suggestion is you turn your phone on and off based on your work. But that if you can hear the call, answer it.
Okay. All right. I'll change the waiting to think and just actually respond. At least act feminine. I can do that.
Enthusiastic about them calling you.
Okay.
Unless you're a career woman and you don't care.
No, I do care.
Well, then show it.
Okay.
Because they're picking it up. What is it?
Okay. So my other question was, there's another guy who's been dating me, but the issue with him, I feel like, I mean, I enjoy his company, and, you know, I want to get to know him better, and he definitely wants to know me better, But then I feel like when we meet, he talks so much that I almost like get a headache and I have to actually end the date and leave. And when I'm home, he'll send me like 20 texts in like 5 minutes. And I don't know how to just tell him like, this is too much. Like I enjoy his company, but in small doses.
What I'm hearing is that you don't use my tools to signal him that you don't have the time or you don't want to listen. So if he's talking, you know, are you saying he's talking constantly?
He's constantly talking. Like he can ask me a question. If I'm answering it, he kind of brings up another topic or cuts me as I'm talking, and it's just, it's too much.
No, what I'm hearing is you want your time on the phone. You want to talk to him. Is that correct?
Yeah, I enjoy his company, and this is usually like,
well, then,
you know, if we
if
meet,
you enjoy his company, I want you to let time determine. For example, if you go on a date and it's an hour long, I want you to listen to him for an hour.
Okay.
Be interested, not interesting. Can you say that?
Yeah, be interested, not interesting.
See, what I'm hearing is
so just
you want
to
talk. What?
Well, it's not that I want to talk. It's just if he asks me something and I'm going to respond and then he cuts me as I'm responding,
you know what?
To talk some more.
I want to tell
then...
you something. He's he's basically selling his wares.
Sorry? I
you
didn't
understand?
Understand that. No.
Passivity means unless something immoral, unethical, illegal is going on, who cares if he's talking? If you like his company, listen to him. Let him run the show. Who is the head of your family's house, your mother or your father?
My mother.
It's showing up in you. What I'm telling you now is you're a little bit more masculine than most men would want to deal with.
Okay.
Do not compete with men in conquering, controlling, and competing. The three words I want you to remember are passivity. You're there to see what wares he's selling you.
Okay.
He's marketing himself. Passivity, patience. When he gets safe and comfortable, he'll get quieter. He won't sell as much.
Okay.
And here's the killer word, vulnerable. Let him be the pilot. Be the passive, patient co-pilot that is taking in his entertainment. You said you were entertained by him. Well, let him entertain you.
For only so long. For only so long. And then after a while, I literally get a headache from just listening to him.
Then you excuse yourself and go to the bathroom.
Right.
That usually interrupts the train of thought. And then you do the following. I've been listening to your interesting conversation, but I have something I want to say to you about this subject, whatever the subject is. Would it be convenient for you to listen to what I'm saying.
Okay. All right, I can try that.
Make an appointment, which is one of the tools. Make an appointment for the subject, and it may be something that he talked about, but you want to put in your two cents. So make an appointment and then ask him if it's convenient for him to take the time to listen.
Okay.
That's you demonstrating the kind of communication you like.
Okay. All right. I can that. I can ask for an appointment. Can I ask one more question?
We've got to move on. We've got other callers waiting. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, Switchboard says we've got more calls, so we're moving on. Thanks, caller, for calling in. And let's see. Here we go.
Okay.
That's it. I think we have a caller on the line.
Hello?
Caller. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do have a question. I have had a really good guy friend for over a year now, and he just recently told me he started dating a new girl, and it occurred to me that I actually liked him more than friends. So I'm wondering, is it the right thing to do to step away or continue to hang out with them, or should I show interest? How do I show interest? I guess that's my question.
Well, what I'm hearing is that you've been friends and that he's telling you that he wants a girlfriend, but he hasn't asked you to be that.
No.
So have you been flirting with him?
Not necessarily, no. I mean, when we first started hanging out, he tried to ask me out on what I think was a date. He tried to ask me out to coffee, and I was like, no. And so then we remained friends ever since then.
You mean you turned him down?
I did, yeah, a little over a year ago.
For what
I did.
Reason,
and so then he just.
What reason did you not say yes?
I wasn't really sure if I was in a place to date at the time.
To date a friend? All relationships start out, you know, for friendship before they become lovers if they're in a good relationship.
Yeah, I guess more out of fear, maybe. Fear of getting too close to somebody.
So
I still kind of had
personal. So it turns you on to be turned down.
No, I'm pretty good at if I'm turned down, I go away and I don't come back.
I understand that. But was there some reason that you didn't accept his beginning courtship moves?
I honestly don't know.
How did he disqualify as a boyfriend?
I think maybe out of fear of not being ready to have a relationship at the time.
What was going on that you couldn't go to coffee?
My dad is...
You weren't dating.
My dad has been... I've been taking care of my dad. He's been in and out of the hospital. And so just, the most I could manage at the time was, go to work, take care of my dogs, help my dad.
But you had friendship conversations. You took time with him to be a friend.
Yes, it did eventually blossom into that. And now we hang out like 5 to 6 days a week.
But he's told you he wants a girlfriend. Are you prepared to admit your mistake in not responding to him?
Yes, I could do that.
Okay. Face-to-face, texting, emailing, how do you want to do it?
It could be any way. I mean, we hang out so much and we, you know,
okay.
Or we text, at least he texts me every day.
Now, this is one of those tools, my 5 tools, and it's
okay.
Making an appointment. What would you
okay.
say to him to get a conversation about he and his new girlfriend?
What would I say to and make an appointment?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess I could say I have something I want to talk to you about, your new girlfriend that you're dating. When would it be convenient for you to talk about it? Hopefully today.
Beautiful. And he says, what would he say? Do you know him well enough to know he'd say yes?
Oh yeah, he would absolutely say yeah. He would say yeah, what's up?
Okay. Now you're going to open your subject. And of course, what do I want you to say? Some form of stroke.
I really enjoy our friendship. I enjoy your company. I feel good when I hang out with you.
But when you told me...
But when you told me that you were interested in another girl, the thought occurred to me that I liked you more than friends.
And I want you to know that.
And I want you to know that.
And that's
no,
that's
I can do that.
Statement.
That seems easy enough.
But it's very okay. sensitive.
Should I? His dad is in town. Should I wait? His dad
no.
is in town. No, don't wait.
When the next time you hang out, this is what you say.
Even if, so I'm hanging out with him tonight, but his dad is in town. All three of us are going to dinner.
Well, you can't say it like that, but if you get a moment.
Right.
I mean, I don't, not a moment, but if there's a, not a, a, you know. No, don't.
I
don't
am, okay.
Have the man there. You can catch him on the next round.
Okay.
Of
so wait
time.
Till his dad leaves
Hang
down.
On time.
Okay.
Pardon?
Perfect.
Okay. So you're comfortable with what that tool did?
Yes, that's exactly what I was trying to figure out what to do.
Good. Whenever you think of me, think of 5 tools.
Okay.
Right? Because
yes.
one
yes,
of them
I do, and then,
will work.
Yes. I guess I get tripped up in like when to use which one. So that's perfect. It's
yeah,
just progress for me.
Right. Good girl. Good luck in your conversation.
Thank you.
Call us
Bye-bye.
Back and let us know.
Okay, will do.
Definitely. Thank you, caller. All right. Let's see what we've got going on here with our switchboard.
Good.
Okay. Hello, switchboard. Oh. Did you see the latest story? Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, guys. Ladies, I should say. This is Montana. I called last week about the guy that is all the way in Antarctica right now, and I decided to send him a ritual joke. And I know it's
for
only
what?
Been a few days, but
Christmas?
For Christmas. Yeah, because then it had been about 5 weeks since he had reached out to me. And
okay.
I was just waiting for him to reach out to me, and I decided to go with the ritual stroke.
Very good.
So,
well said.
Yeah, and I just simply said, Merry Christmas. Thank you. Just want you to know, I'm still thinking about you. And
I think I want to explain what a ritual stroke is so people who haven't heard it will learn.
Absolutely.
If you have interest in another human being, straight, gay, or lesbian, and there's been a little bit of flirting, and you know that you don't want to be the pursuer, you want to be the egg, not the sperm, you want to be pursued. Well, how do you let somebody know without looking like you're chasing them? And this is what we call a ritual stroke. It's either holidays, Christmas, you know, something fun, a ritual, a birthday, if you know their birthday, and you send it to them without a request for a date. You're not really pursuing them in a sexual way. You're simply ritually signaling them that you've thought about them and you want them to know you thought about them in case they need some stimulation to do so. So with that in mind, is that what you're doing or did you do that?
Yeah, I did that. And then, so I guess I'm having a little anxiety. Like if I don't hear from him, should I go ahead and send my hi-bye letter in 2 weeks?
Well,
it's been about 6 weeks. Or do I have to wait longer now?
You did not respond to your ritual letter, the ritual signal.
Not yet.
Okay, but how much time has he got left of the 8 weeks?
Since his last reach out to me, it's been about 6 weeks.
All right, so he's got the last 2 weeks, which are the big heavy one, you know, for you and for him, or for you only, depending on where he's at.
Mm-hmm.
And then, after that, if he doesn't reach out, your last real effort will be an overview, hi-bye letter. And for those of you that don't know what that is, it's a statement in which four paragraphs are devoted to an overview of the relationship. Number one paragraph is what you liked about them. First of all, you open the letter with saying, I haven't seen or heard from you in this long, and I want to communicate my thoughts and feelings. You open the letter with that kind of a statement. Then paragraph one is what you like about them and being with them. Paragraph two is the pain, discomfort of not being near them, talking, relating. The third paragraph is what you don't want. You don't want to keep secrets between a friend and yourself. So you're sending this statement. And the fourth paragraph is what you do want. I enjoy being with you, and I want to find out if you want to be with me, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And the fifth paragraph is thank you for stimulating this feeling within me so that I can do something about it, because I want to.
Mm-hmm.
So write the hi bye letter, but don't give it until the 8 weeks are totally complete. And those 8 weeks are basically rumination. Feel, think, should I, what I. It's people, the way people make decisions, they ruminate. So I'm teaching people to do that when potential friends or boyfriends or girlfriends have ghosted, remember the word ghosting?
Yeah.
Have ghosted away, and you want to flag them in a non-demanding, controlling way that you're still alive and available for an interesting something.
Okay. All right. So okay. I'll send that in if I don't hear from him in 2 weeks. And in the meantime, I've been just basically duty dating. We had intercourse and we didn't like have.
Well, you really had a relationship.
It was brief. It was. I feel like it kind of.
I think instead of the word brief, fast.
It was fast. It was a bad decision on my part to allow that, but I did. And
okay.
So I know that created a lot of bonding, and you know I learned from it. I'll tell
yes.
you that though. But I
well, what you're doing is basically signaling him that you're still alive and well and living in wherever you're living.
Yeah.
It brings you up in his mind.
Yeah. But in order for me to not be so, you know, anxious about him, I've been duty dating for the last, you know, couple months and stuff. Because
okay.
We didn't really establish a really, really strong relationship or anything. We didn't establish that. He did keep in touch with me until recently. So it's kind of like he fell off the face of the earth. I've been feeling guilty about that a little bit. Cause I'm like, but at the same time, I have to do what's right for me. So it's
That's
okay for
right.
me to duty date and take care of myself and what I'm looking for, three which is a husband.
Date three of them.
Okay.
Unless you're in a committed relationship. Usually the first thing a man says if he wants you to be his girlfriend is, I see you're still on, you know, website. Are you still looking for someone? Because
mm-hmm.
I'm interested in you.
Yeah, I have a question about that too, because in the movie, the duty dating movie, I've watched it a few times, and she holds her ground and doesn't stop duty dating until she actually is engaged, even though they
well,
ask her to.
You know
to.
What? That, remember, the movie was created by a student of mine. It was
mm-hmm.
not created by me.
Okay.
And so you can hear things that I might not say, but fit
okay.
into the movie. You see?
Yeah, because
so,
I mean, if somebody asks me to be in a or to stop dating other people, and I'm not asked to be engaged necessarily.
I totally agree. I totally agree with you. The one mistake I made in getting to I do is there's a question transmitted in there, and it says, what should I do about him reaching out to me? And in there, I mistakenly wrote the sentence something like, don't answer, which is just not me. But it was
yeah.
me that day. And so I made a mistake. And anybody that caught that mistake got double stars for precision.
Great.
Okay.
Well, that clarifies a lot for me. I got what I wanted. Thank you.
Thank
Good.
You, caller.
So,
bye-bye.
Do you
Bye.
Think?
Let us know.
I will, for sure. Thank you so much.
You bet. Well, Antarctica is pretty much almost off the face of the earth. So he that may be a factor, do you think, Dr. Allen?
What?
Hello?
We've got a caller on the line. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do, yes. Well, before I ask the question, I just wanted to thank you, Dr. Allen, very, very much. This year has been wonderful for me because I came to California. I live in Seattle, but I came to California three times, and I took four of your Saturday classes, and they were awesome. So I just learned so much, so I just wanted to thank you for that because it was pretty amazing.
I enjoy doing them. I used to do seminars, like, for the whole weekend, you know, and I thought, I want to teach everything all at once. And then I said, no, I don't. I want smaller group, and I want to take each subject, you know, getting to I do, self-esteem, things. So if anyone's out there listening, every Saturday I have a class on a different subject. This week and last week I did Getting to I Do in a row.
And yeah, anyone who's in California, you old spoiled bastards, it's only $150 for you. That's nothing. For me, it was more than that.
Yeah,
I had to
exactly.
From Washington, flight, hotel, if I lived there, I'd be there probably at least once a month. I actually want to come back and retake all of the courses because they're just so deep, and every time it was just amazing. And you know, watching you work with other people, it's like you listen to them, it was so fascinating, and then you like catch this little thread and then like you pull a monster out. That's what it felt like to me. Like
that was nice because of six people working. That's it. The classes are made up of six people. And we work from 9 till 4, hour off to lunch.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah, so, thanks so much for that. My question was this. So this man met me. I'm not interested in him, but he gave me a very, apparently, so this is what happened. So this man met me, and after just talking to me for a few hours, and I found out about this from our mutual friend, he apparently bought me a pair of very, very expensive shoes, and he texted me the next day. He didn't tell me about the shoes, but he sent me a text the next day, which I genuinely forgot to respond to because I was working, and then I just forgot. And then from our mutual friend, he said that he was very upset that you didn't text him back and that he bought you this pair of shoes. And I was like, what? That's bizarre. What do you think about men that just start with gifts like that? Is this just a nice gesture, or is this like a sugar daddy syndrome thing going on?
Well, did he give you the shoes?
No.
Did you receive the shoes?
No. I didn't even know they existed until our mutual friend told me about them.
I got it. Well, the mutual friend was gossiping in order to create some kind of energy between you and he or she, whoever it was, because carrying messages that are negative, what are they for?
Negative messages?
Is it a man or a woman told you?
Oh, it was a man.
It was a man. He said, well, you didn't get the shoes, so what were you supposed to do?
No. Oh, nothing. No, I'm not going to do anything. First of all, I'm not interested in this man. He's I'm not interested at all. And I was just curious, like, why was that so interesting to me? Because I spoke to him for just a few hours throughout the evening, and not a few hours. Like, I was there in his presence for a few hours, and we spoke a few times, and that's never happened to me before. Like, no one started with expensive gifts. So I just wondered, I was like, I wonder. I mean, I didn't get them at the end, so it doesn't really matter, I guess. But he was then very upset with me for not responding to him.
The person that told you that is is conveying that you did something wrong, and I don't hear it because the man said, I'm giving you a pair of shoes. Did he say it?
No.
Well,
he texted me the next day asking me how I was, and I was working. I said, oh, I'll respond to this later, and I completely just forgot. And then a week later,
wait a minute. What did you forget?
I forgot to respond back to him. I forgot to text him back.
What did he say to you that caused a need for a response?
He sent me a text the next day after he saw me. He sent me a text. It was very general. Just said, hi, how are you? How is your day going? And I looked at it. I remember I looked at it, but I was working at the time, and I thought, oh, I'll respond to this later. But then a week later, we met, and he was upset. Uh-huh.
So basically what you're saying is you disregarded his message to you. I don't hear anything about shoes.
Yes, I disregarded the message. And he didn't say anything about the shoes. Our mutual
But he was mad because you didn't respond to his message.
Yes, he was upset with me.
Okay. I would be upset with you, too, for that, if you wanted him, but you didn't want him.
Yeah, no.
So you got rid of him in this way. And somebody told you that you made a mistake. He was more valuable than you thought.
Well, him buying me shoes wouldn't convey me the other way.
It wasn't for you. So what I'm saying is I don't want to say that it's okay not to respond. It is not okay not to respond.
Mm-hmm.
But
if you're not interested,
you pay the price and somebody made sure you found out the price.
Mm-hmm.
That person is interested in training you. To answer calls as fast as they come in.
God, I have you to train me. I don't need him.
Okay. So what would you do the next time you got a message? Are you committed to responding to reach out messages by men?
Oh, absolutely. And I always, always, always respond. This was a very, a one-off type of situation.
All right.
Because
I will always
respond.
I like it. That it was a mistake. That's all I needed
to
hear.
Yes, definitely a mistake.
I got confused about shoes coming and going. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you miss
something,
you may have to pay, and somebody may let you know you made a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay? But I hear that it was just a mistake. That's all.
It was just a mistake. But in general, If someone starts out like that, is this a genuinely good thing or a bad thing? Like if they start with expensive gifts, straight away.
On his
side,
something? A fast rejection is the most disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
He was rejected quickly. And you know how I know? Because even in meeting you once, he bought you a gift.
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot in good conscience tell you that what you did is a good system. It isn't. The men that come to me are very upset about not receiving responses. And they pay us back by ghosting us when we're interested in them. It's a bit of a war. Courtship has been pretty well dented so that it's too painful for some people. Anyway, respond, but you're human and you made a mistake, and that's okay too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay? Good.
Okay. Thanks, you.
Caller.
Thank you very much. Happy Christmas and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You too,
Kelly.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Very interesting.
Yeah, that was. But I'm glad I sorted it out because I don't want to approve of things I don't approve of.
Hello.
Exactly. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, really quickly. So to kind of piggyback on the ghosting thing, I just have a question. Someone that I've been kind of talking to on and off texted me Merry Christmas. And I hadn't heard from them in a while. And I was kind of annoyed that I responded back. I said, Merry Christmas back to the person. And then they wanted to have a conversation. They were like, so, how have you been? What's going on? And I was just kind of like, dude, I haven't heard from you in over a week or so, and now you want a chit-chat. So I was just kind of annoyed. So I responded back. I was like, I'm great, or whatever. And then he kind of kept asking me questions. And I was just like, you know, I appreciate the questions. I said, but I'm a person of my word, and I'm kind of, you know, put off that you didn't keep your word when you said you would get back to me. And then he sent me this whole long apology. I'm so sorry. I've been so busy. I've been traveling. And he was just like, but, you know, it's no excuse. I shouldn't have done that. So I just didn't even reply because I was actually out with my family. And then he called me that night. But by the time he called me, I was sleeping. And then he called me the next day and we spoke. But my question to you, Dr. Pat, is,
yes,
is it okay to address these guys when they don't follow through on something they say, or should you just act like you don't care and just respond in kind? I almost feel like it's like, you know what I mean? That's not, I don't know. So I just want to get your opinion on that.
My opinion is you only fight with people that you're building with.
Okay.
You weren't building anything with these people. So when they reach out like that, they want to start something. And it can't be held up in comparison to what's gone on. They ignore it. Whoever this was, something in his brain said that he wanted to get closer to you, even though there was a gap between interests back then.
Right.
So,
but
you were mad at him not being consistent.
Correct.
And by being mad at him, did you shut him down so that he didn't pursue you any longer?
No, I think I didn't, because he apologized and then he called me twice since Christmas. But
so
I just felt
not- gone.
No, but I guess I'm just wondering if it's okay to call these guys out when they don't follow through, when they disappear and then they come back acting like everything's okay. Is it okay to address it, or should you just act like it's nothing wrong and just play along? That's where I'm trying to figure out what to do when this happens again.
I think when a man ghosts you, I've created something that's called Where Did You Go? Say, for example, you have a date with somebody and you have a good time and you both agree you had a good time. And then you don't hear from him for at least a week.
Right.
I have seen recently, because men are getting spooky about courting facing women, and they get frightened of having a woman think they're aggressive rather than assertive. So I have women who send them a message, where did you go? We had a good time.
Okay, so it is okay to call them out on it, because I do remember you saying that, but I just wanted to know if it was okay by saying that I was still staying in my feminine, by asking where did you go, versus sometimes, you know, just ignoring them, like, yeah, my Christmas is great and blah, 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 blah. Okay, so you can say that. Okay.
What you're calling me on is you were angry and wanted to say something angry. And whenever possible, I would prefer that you said something neutral or a bridge-building statement rather than teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question them. You see,
right.
Unless you're in a relationship and there's some contract broken, but I don't
right.
recall that you had a contract.
No.
That said, okay.
No, this is just
so
someone I'm casually,
case,
yeah.
Try the,
I
where
see.
Did you go? When you're ghosted,
oh.
where did you go?
Got it.
You
and then if they do it
time.
Again, then just cut them off. If you say it once and then they ghost for the second time, do you keep saying,
yeah.
where did you go, or do you just leave it alone?
No, you. If he does it after he says, we should do this again, you can say, where did you go again?
I see.
Or you can do nothing
even,
at all.
Right, and I think if it happens the second time, I probably would do nothing at all because I would feel desperate to ask someone, where did you go twice, you know what I mean, twice, after they did it once and then they disappear again. I almost feel like now I'm chasing if I have to
no,
keep asking them why they keep running away.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Right, so you just leave it alone. Okay, I think I know. At least I didn't become angry. I responded in kind, and I did ask them, you know, basically what you said, where what happened, what, you know, or whatever,
okay.
because I just felt like I couldn't
okay.
be fake, so got it.
All
well,
right.
anyway, guys, I know the show is about to end, so thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
Okay.
Thanks,
okay.
caller.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. You know, I want to reiterate one more time tonight about our Switchboard's asking one more call. Yes, Switchboard, let's please have one more call. That would be great. Yes. All right. Switchboard's going to let us have a little more time tonight. So we're going to take another call, Dr. Allen. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that's fine.
Awesome. Here we go. And okay.
Hi.
Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Thank you very much. Hi, Dr. Pat. I'd like to know, I don't want to redesign the date that my date has had for me, but it's gotten to a situation that I don't feel comfortable with. And he has encouraged me. He likes open communication. And, so what's basically happening is he's just inviting me over to his house, and we're not having intercourse, but we're fooling around a lot. And so I don't feel comfortable, like, because I don't feel that our relationship is working towards a positive relationship, building towards a solid relationship in the future. Even though we're not having intercourse, I feel it's just a sexual relationship. So what do you recommend? How do I approach him, or do I say anything, or do I just say no thank you? Because there's
when
a lot of really great qualities about him.
How does he ask you for dates? Does he text? Does he phone?
He texts and he'll say, he's older, he's over 50, so he will say, what do you think about coming to, you know, his place? He won't say his place. He'll say the city he's in. I don't want to mention the city. So what do you think of coming to XYZ city today? To come see him.
Before, I'm going to demonstrate. Before I say yes or no, I want to say something sensitive. Is it convenient for you to listen to something sensitive? You be him.
Mm-hmm. What? He would say yes. Yes, he would say
okay.
yes.
Okay. I really appreciate the intimacy that we're sharing. I must admit, I'm enjoying it, except that I'm not comfortable with the timing. I generally do not feel comfortable being that sexual at this point in our relationship. So I would really enjoy sitting in the park talking rather than in your apartment.
That's
to
good.
Call, make an appointment.
Should I have
and tell them what?
Should I do it over the phone? Or I don't think it's a kind of conversation.
No, if you text, if you can talk on the phone, if you do talk on the phone, you can say something to that effect. Before I say yes, I want to let you know, yes or no, that I'm not comfortable with the degree of intimacy that we're experiencing at your place. And it's too soon for me. So I would be comfortable walking on the beach, you know, having a cup of tea, whatever. But letting him know that hanging out is becoming a sensual sexual issue without the courtship negotiation. Are we in a relationship?
Yeah.
What are we doing here? What?
Mm-hmm. No, there hasn't been much courtship at all, and that's what's bothering me. And I've made him tell him, I said, you know, I've stroked him and said, I really enjoy you, and but I'm not feeling comfortable with our situation.
You've
I don't feel special. Yeah, I said,
you've
I don't feel special. But not in the words that you use, but yes, when we were being intimate the last time, I said, I don't feel special or, yeah, I just feel like we're having sex, and it makes me feel uncomfortable.
And I would rather date outside your apartment at this time and wait until we're in a committed relationship.
Okay.
And by the by, are you interested in a committed relationship? Have you already had that talk?
No, I was thinking, he has said we had dated about a year and a half ago and I wouldn't have sex with him. And so he broke up with me. And
yeah.
And then I sent him some thank you letter for some things he had done. And so then he came to the conclusion that what we were having was foreplay.
Yes.
So he was able to change his mind about it and feel accepted. He happens to be quite wealthy, so I know money isn't an issue for going out with me. And he wants me to, I'm already, many people think I'm quite attractive and I'm good weight, but he wants me to look really svelte to go travel with him. So he's older and hasn't been married in 50 years, and I think he's really just looking for a travel partner. He did tell me, I don't ever want you to leave me again. But, you know, men say things. That made me feel special at one moment, but men say things, I understand, to just, you know, keep that bait out there and to lure you into thinking that there's going to be something better, you know. So,
therefore,
but I was thinking of having that conversation.
And have that conversation.
About having our relationship. What are we building towards? Conversation?
Yes. To find out if you're monogamous,
okay,
continuous, and long-term.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
That's what you need to do.
I think you're right. Yep.
Thank you,
Dylan. All right, thank you so much.
Good.
Bye.
All right, one more time, I want to remind everybody that we have a couples class coming up Saturday, January 12th. To register for that, www.oneistore.com. The LA Monthly Relationship Seminar dates have changed for 2019. January 21st, 2019 is the next LA seminar. For information on that and for other dates for the LA seminar, www.drpatallen.com. The Newport Beat Monthly seminars remain the same, the first Wednesday of every month. More information on that, www.drpatallen.com. Follow us on Facebook. Sign up for our newsletter, www.drpatallen.com, of course. And Dr. Allen, what do you have to say before we go tonight?
the same thing I love to say. The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Amen. Happy New Year, everyone. We'll see you in 2019. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.